Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. There ends a reading of God's word. Let us pray together. O Lord, how thankful we are that you have given us your word. And you have spoken to us eternal truths. And you've spoken to us words of peace and consolation for those who have been reconciled to you. And so tonight, Lord, we pray that through your word, you would speak to us the great comforts that you give to your people, and that we would cherish these things and meditate upon them and have them in their hearts and live our lives accordingly. And so, Lord, tonight we pray through your Holy Spirit that you would please be with the preacher and please be with all of us who will hear tonight. As we come to you in Jesus' name, amen. Very simple, short psalm, a psalm of ascents of David. Tonight I want to approach this short text devotionally more than expositorially. Although if I were going to give some expository notes or notes on the text, I would simply say the first section is of serenity, the serenity and peace that believers have when they live their lives before the Lord, especially when they spend time in quiet before the God of all eternity. Secondly, I would say that it speaks of satisfaction, the satisfied soul, this weaned child who's been well fed by his mother is the example that David uses of what he feels like when he's been in the quiet in the presence of his God, that he leaves satisfied. And then finally, I would say that it speaks to the fact that all saints have this hope and have access to this hope. Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. It's a hope for now and it's a hope for eternity. But tonight I want to talk about what it means to be in the quiet in the presence of the Lord. I know that some of you have wonderful quiet times where you are able to settle yourselves before the Lord and be in sweet communion with Him. Others of us struggle and we're less consistent and we strive for those quiet times with the Lord, and sometimes they slip away from us easily in the busyness of life. And then I'm sure that others of us, among us, totally neglect this blessing that the Lord provides for his people to be quiet before him, to still our souls before him. I can say this about all of us tonight. We all, each and every one of us, needs to spend time in quiet with just us and the Lord. Much more could be said about quiet times, but tonight I want to focus on that simple settling before the Lord and encourage us to spend time there this coming year. We need to still ourselves and meditate on the Lord and surrender ourselves in his presence and in turn trust in him. It's not an empty-minded meditation. It's not like transcendental meditation. It's not like yoga. No, it's a very self-consciously being in the presence of the living God. It's something that I think David did on a regular basis. David was a very busy man. He was a man who was constantly under pressure, but he spent time with just him and his God. More strikingly, perhaps, is the fact that Jesus made it his regular habit to simply spend time with his Father. Many things may come into our quiet time, our reading of Scripture, our vocal prayers to God. But what about simply sitting still? Sitting still in the presence of the living God. first thing we might think about is how have we been so privileged to even be there in the presence of God? And each time we come before him, we ought to remember that it costs the blood of Jesus. That we're in the presence of the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, because Jesus came and made a way for us to be in his presence. He made it so that we could come to the Father through him with the help of the Holy Spirit. And to simply settle ourselves there as a child comes to the Father with that simple trust and that total dependence, that utter reliance upon him. And sit and be quiet. What will happen? What will happen to you when you sit quietly, very much aware that you're in the presence of the living God? What will happen? Well, God, if you understand who he is from Scripture and the way he's revealed himself, will be big, will be immense, will be the eternal, infinite God that he is. And you will be very small. And that's a good thing, to see yourself that way. You will be very small, but your God will be as big as he is. Why do you need to be there? Why do you need to spend time in the quiet with God? I'll tell you this, it's not so that your day will go better. It should repulse us when we hear little ditties that almost make prayer sound like things go better with Coca-Cola. Your day may get a lot worse after you spend quiet time with the Lord. But you need to be there. Your day might go better. You're certainly going to be at more peace, but you need to be there because you need to be in communion with your God who made you and who sustains you and who's involved in every tiny detail of your life. You need to be in the presence of God quietly because you're very distracted in this very busy world. You need to withdraw and refocus on who God is and who you are. You need to be with him because we live in a confusing world. It's very complicated. And yet, a world that God holds in his hands and that he guides by his power and his providence. And yet, we're so finite that we need to stop. When we come upon those things, as the psalmist says, things that are too high for us, things that are too great and marvelous for us, we need to stop and calm ourselves in the presence of God and regroup in this confusing world. To remember that God is sovereign and that he knows right where we are all the time. And he cares very intimately and very personally about the lives of his children. We need to be there because we need to have the right perspective on life. What will we find when we're there? What can we expect if we spend time in the quiet with the Lord? Well, the first thing that we need to know is that we are in the presence of an attentive God, who again is very interested in everything that's going on in our hearts and our lives. He's there. He's not a distant God to his children. He's a God who's near. So we'll find there an attentive God. We'll find there a place to still our hearts. In the presence of this God of comfort, we can expect we'll have a place to ease our minds. It's a place where we'll be able to lay down all of our burdens before our gracious God. And what will we leave with, finally? When you leave the presence of God, when you've been in the quiet with God, when you've stilled your soul in the presence of God, you will leave comforted. You will leave satisfied. You will also leave content, because your deepest need really is to be in sweet communion with God. And the only thing that can really satisfy you in the depths of your thirsting soul is to be at the fountain of His love and grace for you. And then finally, you'll leave confident. Not confident in yourself. Not confident that you can do your job well. Not confident that you're a great dad or a great mom or a great student. Not that kind of confidence. You'll be able to walk in confidence because God is your keeper. And the God who is your keeper is the one true and living eternal God who will guide you every step along the way. And even when you stumble, He will be there with you. You'll be confident because no matter what comes to pass, you won't have to be afraid. You will be confident because you have spent time with your God who will never leave you or forsake you, and who loved you so much that He gave you His Son, and the Son who loved you so much that He made sure that He sent another Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to indwell you. Let's pray. And so, Lord, we do still our souls before You tonight. We have no greater satisfaction than when You touch us where our deepest need is. The chasms of our souls that are sometimes so filled with conflict, confusion, doubt, fear, sometimes so too content with the things of the world over the things of the kingdom. You touch us there, Lord, and we're satisfied. For those among us who have the sweet experience of quiet communion with You on a faithful, regular basis, may You sweeten that even more this coming year. For those of us who struggle, help us, Lord, to do the very thing that we know that we should do, that we must do, that we even desire to do, but so often fail to do. Lord, help us withdraw regularly to be quiet before You. And Lord, for those who belong to You, but have been swept up in the hustle and bustle of the world and the busyness of the days, who have not yet even sat down just to still their souls before You, may You grant them that wonderful, wonderful blessing this year, that they would find a satisfaction for their souls, perhaps like they've never found before in their Christian lives. And Lord, for those who don't yet know You, who still have souls that are parched with the dryness of an unbelieving life, hungering with a dissatisfied soul, agitated in a troubled world with troubled lives, Lord, we pray for the sake of their souls that you might stop them in their tracks. Let them come to grips with who you are, what you've done through Jesus. Stir them up so that they might call upon you to send the Holy Spirit, that you might take their heart of stone and give them a living heart of flesh. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.